Renee Smith-Vallade's official title is Vice President Communications, and reporters who attend the Vancouver Organizing Committee's joint daily briefing with the International Olympic Committee are quite familiar with her, as she serves as the official spokesperson for VANOC. Here's how she opens each daily briefing at the main press center.
Good morning, everyone. Bonjour tout le monde.
Smith-Vallade told VOA one of the key communications objectives for the Vancouver Olympics was to present Canada's linguistic duality of English and French, which are also the two languages of the IOC.
We wanted to raise the bar a bit, and right from the way in which we recruited the communications staff to my own commitment to French, we've tried to build a communications team that is fluently bilingual, and so that whether it's here or in any of the other press centers, our spokespeople are able to answer questions in both French and English and not rely on the simultaneous or the consecutive translation.
Smith-Vallade emphasized that with great teamwork, anyone who is speaking on behalf of the organizing committee is well prepared. When the committee believes there are issues better addressed by others, they invite them in to field questions from the media.
From our side, we'll often bring our leaders of transportation, of ticketing, of athlete experience, and to make sure that as corporate spokespeople, we're supplementing what we can say with people who are truly in the weeds on these subjects every day.
Smith-Vallade has previous Olympics experience. Fresh out of college, she worked for 5 years for the organizing committee leading up to the 1988 Calgary Winter Games in Canada. After some years in politics in Calgary, she worked in public relations for 8 years in the airline industry before taking the VANOC job in 2005. She credits her time in the airline industry for having her well prepared for her role at these Olympics, especially dealing with the death of Georgian luge racer Nodar Kumarshtashvili in a practice accident the day of the opening ceremonies.
I would say that it's my crisis training in the airline industry that helped me know at that moment when you feel emotionally paralyzed what to do and how to start communicating that sad news.
Smith-Vallade added that the story is still one that VANOC officials are dealing with.
It was a tremendous shock to all of us, particularly in the contrast of we were in the middle of preparing the final communications for the joyous start of the opening ceremonies, and it happened at the same time. It's been an ongoing issue throughout the games, and we have been challenged every day to make sure that we're not saying anything that will put us in a position potentially legally down the road, because it's difficult to say what's going to come from his death.
Knowing how to answer the tough questions from the media, Smith-Vallade said, is key.
It's really standing firm and not letting those kinds of questions get you down, because they're going to come. They came in Calgary. I went to Beijing and I went to Torino. The tough questions come in the first 5 or 6 days of the games, and if you're ready for it and you're composed and you feel confident in your answers and the confidence that the best part of the games is still to come, then you make it through those sessions.
Renee Smith-Vallade said in addition to making it through the media sessions, she and her staff have also worked hard in making sure the Vancouver Olympics website has been a source of good, fast, accurate and detailed information about the Winter Games. Park Brewer, VOA Sports in Vancouver.